Pinball Productions presents The Greater Good, a motion podcast series written and directed by Adam Zoff, starring John Forrest, Neil Hopkins, Alana White, Inte Kim, Rissa Montañez, and Michael Mao. To enjoy other Pinball Productions, visit pinballproductions.com. Episode 1, New Hire. A plain office conference room.
I'd say my biggest weakness is that I'm too focused on work. I have a saying, I work hard, I work hard. Some say that's a weakness anyway, maybe it's a strength.
I would be an asset to you because I bring a dynamic presence to everything I do.
What I learned as president of my university's finance club was leadership. Not that I didn't already learn some of that as captain of the baseball team, of course, but taking a group of young entrepreneurs and focusing on their particular strengths in order to—
Stop. I have one very important question for you.
A copy shop. Josh, 24, fleshes out his sparse resume while on the phone with Miles.
Where are you interviewing again?
Global Unlimited, accounts coordinator. They coordinate accounts or something.
It sounds like bullshit.
What do you do again?
Bullshit. Pointless office bullshit. Every day. Forever. You really want to quit bartending and become a corporate slave?
Bartending's not a real job. Besides, I don't even drink.
This shit again. You're not an alcoholic. Plenty of people have DUIs.
Do plenty of people get in car accidents while they get their DUI?
Yes, all the time.
That leave a guy unable to walk for a year?
He can walk now. And you finished your stupid AA meetings. I have to pay for drinks now. Don't you see how this decision is affecting me? Becoming a real adult is very selfish of you.
Sorry, buddy. We all have to grow up sometime. If it's any consolation, I'll probably fail the background check.
I know. You can have my job.
I could never get your job. I have no work history since we graduated, which I technically didn't even do.
Plus, there's the prison thing.
I told you 1,000 times. It was jail, not prison. You don't get 90 days in prison.
You know, if you really think you're a long shot, you should do something to stand out. Try and distract them so they won't think to check about the prison thing. Jail thing.
A nondescript office waiting room. Josh holds a resume printed on neon green paper.
Do something to stand out. Sure thing, Miles.
Global Unlimited, the future is now.
How can the future be now?
He's ready for you.
I'd say I'm very coachable, teachable. I am an empty vessel for knowledge. I love knowledge, learning. I'm very forward-thinking. I think into the future. And in fact, I believe strongly that the future is now. I'm sorry. I can feel how full of shit I am. It's just, I need a job. I've been bartending 3 years since college. I'm a few credits short of my degree. I don't have the money to go back to school. I have to pay my rent and eat. I have no experience. I don't even know what it is you guys do here. I don't know where I see myself in 5 years or 5 days. I'm 24 and I need something real, but I'm a hard worker and I'll do whatever you need. I won't complain. That's pretty much it. I assume you're going to keep looking.
Stop. I have a question for you. Would you do anything for this job?
Yeah, sure. I guess.
Then stand up and take out your dick.
I'm sorry?
You said you'd do anything for this job. Stand up and take out your dick.
You want me to stand up?
I want you to do exactly what I said. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. You were really going to do it.
I want the job. You said to do it. So
you're willing to do what it takes to get things done.
I guess.
You don't have to guess. You just proved it.
Monday. In a cheap shirt and tie, Josh rides the bus to work. Across the aisle is a slobbish man we'll call Manslug, who stares right back at Josh.
How's it going?
Manslug is zoned out, mindlessly looking forward. Josh slides down a seat.
At the office, Josh sits across from the human resources director, Kristen, 25.
Got your driver's license scanned in. Here's that back. And here are your employee manuals. Hint, hint. Nobody really reads them.
Cool.
Let me just check all your info is in. Address, social security number, emergency contact, tax filing status. Single?
Haven't found the one yet.
Me neither.
Yeah? I was thinking about cashing my chips and becoming a cat guy. Figure at least four.
Why not five?
You think?
If you're going to go for it, then go for it.
I actually hate cats.
Me too. Dogs all the way.
Totally.
Now, I just need you to sign for your equipment.
Equipment?
They give you a laptop and tablet. It's so sweet. They hook you up with everything around here. Here you go.
This is nicer than my own stuff.
Go ahead and scan your fingerprint here for me. We're totally digital. God forbid we're ever hacked. All traces of us could disappear in like a second.
Wow, this is also high tech.
Your fingerprint will also be your key to get in and out of the building. We also pay for your cell phone. And I just texted you, so if you need anything at all, you just let me know.
There you are. I'll save you right now.
Uh-oh. Now you're stuck with me. You know, I was glad Rick picked you. You seem the coolest. I've only been here for 4 weeks, so we're kind of the new ones in the office.
Gotta stick together.
For sure. You're gonna like working here. It's the best job I've had by far. Rick is pretty great.
I hear my name. Hope it's good stuff. What's up, you crazy kids?
Speak of the devil. Kristen was just telling me how great a boss you are.
See, this is why I give out all the fun toys. Bribery. It's foolproof.
It's working for me.
You guys all set, or do you need a little more time alone?
There is one last thing, Josh. I need you to digitally sign for this. It's for your background check.
Background check?
Yeah, just routine.
No worries. Unless you're some sort of serial killer or something.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, here you go.
Great. Be back tomorrow, and I'll just file it away.
All right. Let's give you the tour, superstar.
Hey, Josh.
Hi.
Stevie.
Welcome aboard, Josh.
Thanks.
Uh-oh, here comes trouble. Morning, Tom. He's not really trouble, just JK.
Hi, Josh.
Hey there. They all know my name?
I told everyone we have a new member of the family. You'll meet the rest of the management, like yourself, throughout the day.
I'm management?
Shh. Oh, and these people, co-workers of yours, are our crack online team. They work to expand our digital presence and establish new verticals that set the table for future company escalation.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even sure what they're doing half the time. I just kind of stick to our side of the floor and let them do their thing. Come on, let's get to more fun stuff.
A deluxe kitchen filled with cookies, cupcakes, and donuts.
Whoa, somebody's birthday today?
No, it's like this every day. And the vending machine is fully stocked and on the house. Terra Foods, client of ours. It's all junk food and it's all healthy. I don't know how they do it.
And it's free?
You bet your behind it is. You run down to the food court, that's valuable time. You could be productive. You stroll in here, pick anything you'd like. Have your snack, get back to your desk sooner. Global Unlimited comes out ahead, and so do you.
You got it all figured out.
We like efficiency. Oh, this is the best part. This coffee machine, that bad boy costs $8,000. Try this. Tell me that is not the best effing cup of joe you have ever had.
Wow. That is indeed the best fucking, I mean, effing coffee I've ever had.
People have said it's better than orgasming. Coming, as you might put it, Mr. Potty Mouth. I'm just joshing you. Josh. Speaking of.
A coffee mug with Josh written on it.
For our newest superstar.
Jeez, today's like Christmas.
Hi, Josh. I'm Gary.
Oh, hey. Nice to meet
you. Happy to have you with the family.
Happy to be here, too.
Okay, then. Josh, grabbed your donut for the road. Let's keep at it.
Welcome again, Josh.
And we're big on performance bonuses. We think if the company is successful, you should share in that success. We get a hold of talent, we just don't let it go. Do whatever it takes to keep you.
That's excellent.
You want to know why I hired you, Josh?
Besides that, I almost...
Yes, besides that. You were honest with me. Vulnerable. You let your guard down and let me in. Communication is key. What's most important to me is that my office operate as one. One family. One mind. What good is that brain of yours, that soul of yours, if I don't have access to it?
I hear you. Makes sense.
There's nothing we can't do together as a family.
Family, right?
And with that, welcome to your new office.
What? This office? This is mine?
My nameplate says Josh, so I guess so.
I don't know what to say, Rick. There is something I should tell you. I am really happy to be here.
We're really happy too, Josh. I expect that one day, very soon, you'll be given a tour just like this to a new Josh. As the new Rick.
I certainly hope so.
It's the first day of school. Just focus on making this your new home. You're going to be spending a lot of time here. Hopefully for a long, long time.
Rick pats Josh on the back and leads him to his new office. Josh looks around in disbelief. He turns on his laptop, sits in his chair.
So, you want to kill yourself yet?
Actually, the total opposite. I can't believe how great this place is. I have business cards. Josh Reeves, account coordinator.
Those cost like $20 for 1,000.
Okay, well, they also gave me a free laptop and tablet.
To work on. You don't get to keep them.
I have an office.
Shut the fuck up. I don't even have an office.
Well, I do. Oh, and there's this real cute girl, Kristen, in HR. I think she's actually into me.
Please. HR always pretends to be your friend.
The text from Kristen. A pic of her, an extra button undone on her blouse.
Oh, I don't know about that. Take a look at this.
Okay, that girl definitely wants your eggplant emoji.
Shit, their phone, my phone, I mean, hold on. Hello, this is Josh Reeves.
Like it? Your office, I mean.
Yeah, it's super, really super.
Is that her? Be very profesh. Send her a dick pic with your tie around it.
Shut up, Miles.
So you're just gonna act like you didn't notice my top in that pic?
I didn't notice. I mean, I did notice. I guess I just figured it was an accident.
What if I meant to do it?
I'm
kidding, Josh. You're so gullible.
Oh, you got me. Totally got me.
But I did mean it. But only to mess with you. Don't tell HR on me, or else I can't keep luring you into my web.
What if you didn't have to lure me into your web at all? I'm joking. Kristen, I didn't mean to offend.
You got scared.
I did not get scared. I don't scare that easily.
Whatever. You were totally freaked out. Okay, I have reports to do. I'll talk to you later, superstar.
You are so gonna have sex and ruin this all.
Drinking a big Josh cup of coffee and eating a couple of donuts, Josh watches a training video.
At Global Unlimited, we believe that the sky is not our limit, nor is the globe itself. We are looking to expand the boundaries of business beyond business. We have a saying, if you can dream it, we can do it. Together, as a family.
Family, sure, okay.
On the bus ride home, Josh looks to Manslug, staring straight ahead into space. Out the window, Josh sees twin brand new sleek black BMWs with tinted windows.
Look at the cool guys and their cool cars. Must be nice.
Getting off the bus, Josh unhooks his bike from the front. He notices the twin BMWs waiting. Josh hops on his bike and starts to ride. The BMWs follow. Josh reaches his building. The BMWs are waiting for him.
What the fuck is with these guys?
We're secret government spies sent to kill you.
We thought we'd have some fun with you, superstar.
Fun. Right. Good one. What are you guys doing here?
One last toy for the new guy.
What am I supposed to do with these?
Drive your new car. Duh. Company lease, of course. You can't up and leave us and drive to Mexico or anything.
I drive this now? This is how I'm getting to work tomorrow?
I can't have my superstar wasting valuable time riding the bus. It's inefficient.
I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything. This is just another investment in Global Unlimited's future. See you tomorrow, bright and early, superstar.
See you at the office, Josh.
Shit, I don't have a parking space. What am I saying? I have a fucking BMW.
I hate you. I so hate you.
What can I say? I'm a superstar.
You're an asshole. How much does something like this even cost?
It's just a lease.
I'm such a child, I don't even know what a lease means.
Me neither. I think it means cheaper? Or renting it? I don't know.
Oh, by the way, you weren't going to formally ask me to be your emergency contact? Like, with a rose or some shit?
What?
Your office. They called me today confirming me as your emergency contact. I'm so touched.
I had to put down someone.
Don't front. I'll let you die in my arms, Joshy. Shit, I might pull the plug early just to take your car. What's that smell?
Dude, you did not fart in my new car already. Come on.
No, I mean, it smells like flowers or perfume.
Miles opens the glove box and pulls out a pair of red thong underwear.
Oh, fuck. I'd say that girl definitely likes you.
Holy shit.
I want to smell them.
Don't you dare.
You're right.
Miles shoves them under Josh's nose.
Stop, I'm gonna crash the fucking car.
That's the smell of love, Josh. Breathe it in.
Give me that. Does smell pretty good, though.
She has excellent taste. Very classy.
Tuesday. A BMW pulls up to the garage gate. Josh sees Manslug get off the bus.
Sorry, buddy. Sucks to be you.
Head high, Josh strolls through the building lobby. Just as he enters the crowded elevator, Kristen slides in.
What floor, miss?
Why, floor 17, sir. How do you like your car?
It's fantastic.
Do you feel comfortable inside?
Very.
And the air freshener?
Good. It's very good.
Just good?
Incredible. Exceptional. Best air freshener ever.
17th floor.
In a conference room meeting, Josh drinks from his Josh coffee mug as others drink from theirs.
Year over year, you'll notice a 4.7% growth in revenue, all while expenditures have slowed in the third and fourth quarter of the fiscal year. This is a good sign, of course.
Yep.
Now, family, check out this chart. I think you'll see something very illuminating. Keep in mind, we want to be focusing on vertical growth.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I really want you to get into the mindset of considering is how we can pre-plan now in order to strategize, anticipate, and foresee problems, but use those problems to our advantage. Yeah, I said it. Use our problems? What is Rick talking about? Is he crazy? Okay, Josh.
Yes, sir.
I know you've been getting everything up till now, but this is going to be new stuff, so take notes.
Got it. Cool.
We are currently in 48 of the top 50 cities in the country, soon to be 50 after Knoxville, my home place town, Minneapolis, finalize. This is the official start of phase two. Each Global Unlimited American office is going to have a sister office in a major foreign city. We're going to be reproducing our success, hatching new offices, which will then hatch new offices of their own until, well, you get the idea. You know what I say to that? Global.
Unlimited.
Global.
Unlimited.
Global.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Oh, please. That's just corporate culture bullshit. Emphasis on cult. Just wait till they make you do some team building exercises.
This is what it's really like?
Oh, it gets way worse, bro. Companies are fucking extra, man. They try so hard with their we're a family shit, and it's always way creepy. None of these fucking people know what they're doing anyway. Hell, I don't even know what I'm doing half the time. You go, you bang out a check, you go home, eat dinner, watch TV, jerk off, go to bed, wake up, do the same thing tomorrow. It's kind of like prison.
It was jail, and this is nothing like jail. At least there's donuts and good coffee.
That's how they get you, man. Lure you in with fun stuff so you think you're happy to be there, but underneath, you're miserable. Welcome to being an adult.
Great. Thanks for the pep talk.
You wanted to grow up. Just look out for the sign that things are really total bullshit. Ping pong table. They put a ping pong table in the common area? You know you're fucked.
Got it. I gotta get back to... I actually don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Fuck around on the internet. That's what we all do all day. Play online poker, fuck with your fantasy football team. You're just selling hours of your life for money, bro.
Oh, shit. Shit! I gotta go. Come on, close. Close, close!
Josh dives under his desk to pull the plug.
Hey, Josh.
Fuck!
That had to hurt.
Nah, it's fine. I was just trying to check my fantasy football.
Rick takes out an iPad.
You should see your face right now. I had you so good. Wow.
You did that? Rick, I almost had a heart attack.
It's kind of a welcome to the office prank I like to pull. Of course, I don't always use adult content, but I figured since we were buds, you wouldn't mind.
Oh, I get it. Hayes the new guy. You got me.
I got you good. Yeah. Actually, I did have something to discuss with you, though. You know what this piece of paper is?
Oh, right. The background check. I can explain. Actually, I can't. It's just true. When I was 20, I'd been drinking, and I got in a car accident. Someone was injured, and it took them a year to walk again. Even now, he still has a limp. I did 90 days in jail, so I'm guessing I'm done here.
That's not what this paper is, but I appreciate the honesty. So I'll give it back to you. We background checked you before the interview.
Then why did you still hire me?
Hard times can make special people, Josh. When I interviewed here, I was homeless. I picked up an addiction that put me on the street. I got clean at a shelter recovery program, bought a $12 suit from Goodwill. Global Unlimited gave me a chance. They gave me a life, made me part of something. Which brings me to this paper. Go ahead and read it.
This certifies that Josh Reeves is the owner, Global Unlimited stock.
Stock in the company. Ownership. We want you to feel like you're part of the company because it's your company. We're heading towards a $1 billion valuation, which would mean that piece of paper is worth $1 million. Makes you want to work a little harder, doesn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
That's what we like to hear. Now, what do you say we dig into making you a millionaire? You're going to call the head of a 10 grocery store chain in Georgia and convince them to give our client, Terra Foods, a shot.
I've never sold anything.
We don't sell things here at Global Unlimited. We give people opportunities to better their lives through our company. You're going to do great.
It's just, I'm loyal to the brands we carry.
Well, loyalty is important, and we're loyal to Terra Foods, and I think you'd be too. And you're in Georgia. Are you loyal to the University of Georgia football team?
Go Bulldogs.
Great idea, Josh.
Go Bulldogs. Yes, sir. Now, even if you were loyal to Georgia's quarterback, would you say no to the best high school quarterback in the country coming to Georgia?
Well, of course not, but...
You wouldn't just give him the job. You'd have to see how he did in practice.
Sure would.
Well, that's all Terra Foods is looking for, a tryout. We have these very cookies in our office, and whatever's in these things, I can't get enough of them. I mean, why don't I send you one case to see for yourself?
Okay, I suppose we could do that.
Now push him further.
And let's do that in all 10 of your stores. I couldn't forgive myself if I didn't help you take full advantage of this opportunity, Bill.
I suppose we could do all 10.
Great. I will have those sent right out to you. You have a terrific rest of your week. Go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs. All right, then.
That was like mind control or something.
Your first new exposure calls for a celebration.
Global Unlimited is filled with managers drinking. Josh drinks from a Terra Foods soda can.
10 stores? That's so cool.
I tell you, I don't even know how it happened. Rick said he believed in me, and the next thing you know, the guy was saying yes.
He really likes you.
I like him too. He's not like a boss at all. He makes it really easy to...
be your best self?
Yeah, I guess. Sound like a company man, aren't I?
Maybe a little.
Everyone's so good looking. The managers, everyone's so attractive.
I hadn't really noticed.
Can I freshen up your drinks?
Why, yes, you can.
I'm good with soda.
Oh, come on. You made your first sale today.
I don't really drink.
Because of the thing? Look, don't worry about it. You know my history. This stuff, A&B, all natural beverage, another client. It's a healthy approach to alcohol. Has all kinds of antioxidants and early lab results show it's non-addictive. Trust me.
Wow, that doesn't taste like vodka at all.
I told you, this is cutting edge S-H-I-T, and I am glad you like it. You'll be pitching them too. Hey everyone, let's have a quick toast to Josh, the newest member of the family.
To Josh.
To me, I guess.
I think I need some fresh air.
That sounds great.
In the parking garage.
This isn't exactly fresh air.
That's why we're going to the back seat of your car.
Oh.
See? Fresh air. It still smells like my perfume.
A little, yeah.
Was that too forward?
I mean...
Oh, God, it so was. I'm sorry. I'm so bad at flirting.
Please, I'm terrible at flirting.
Have you ever left your panties in someone's car?
My panties?
Oh, that word is the worst.
It's so bad.
And I left them for you, like a whore.
No, not a whore. You're just flirtatious.
You promise you're a nice guy?
Yeah, I am.
Kristen pulls up her dress and pulls down her purple thong.
For your collection. Now get inside me.
Are you sure? We've been drinking and I don't have a condom.
I'm on the pill. Choke me. Just a little. I just want your hand around my neck.
I don't know.
Come on, baby. It'll help me come.
Like this?
Harder. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, yeah.
Josh notices Rick in the doorway.
Wait, somebody is...
Rick watches Josh intently, reaching into his pants to masturbate.
What the fuck?
Don't stop. Thanks for walking me to the door, gentleman superstar. Good night.
What the fuck just happened? Come on, man. Keep it together. Just stay focused. Stay focused. No. No. Shit. Gum. Is there any gum? Shit, this is a new car. Why would there be gum, you idiot? Hello, officer.
License and registration?
Sure, here's my license, but I don't have registration. You see, it's not my car. It's a company car. A lease, or... I don't know. It's theirs.
Another pair of headlights parks behind the police cruiser.
One moment.
Great. Another cop. Why did I drink? Why did I do anything I did tonight?
The red and blue lights cut out, and the cop car pulls away. A figure walks towards Josh's car.
What the hell is going on?
Hey, Josh.
Rick?
Knew you'd been drinking, so I thought I'd make sure you got home. Gotta take care of my family.
Right. Family.
Here's your license back.
What did you say to...
Have a nice night.